1 Peter chapter 5. I exhort the elders among you, as a fellow elder and witness to the sufferings of Christ, and also as a partaker of the coming glory which will be revealed, tend the flock of God among you, overseeing it not under compulsion, but willingly, and not in a way which is shamefully greedy of gain, but wholeheartedly, and not lording it over those assigned to you, but being models for the flock. Then, when the chief shepherd appears, you will obtain the unfading crown of glory. Similarly, you younger ones, be subject to the elders, and, all being subject to each other, gird yourselves with humility, for God opposes the arrogant, but gives grace to the lowly. So be humbled under the strong hand of God, in order that he might exalt you in due course, having cast every concern of yours on him, for he cares about you. Be sober, keep watch. Your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking anyone he can devour. Resist him, being steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same kinds of sufferings are inflicted on your brotherhood in the world. And may the God of all grace himself, who has called you into his age-abiding glory in Christ Jesus, after you have suffered for a little while, restore you, and he will fortify, strengthen, and establish you. To him be glory and power throughout the durations of the ages. Amen. I have written to you in a few words via Silvanus, the faithful brother, as I consider him, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in which you stand. The diaspora in Babylon, jointly elect, greets you, as does Mark my son. Greet each other with a loving kiss. Peace to all of you who are in Christ Jesus. Amen.